today is the day. I'm not talking about impeachment. I'm talking about Brexit. It is finally happening after more than 3 years of bitter debate. They just took down the UK flag at the EU Council building in Brussels because the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union is official at 11 p.m. British time tonight. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will release a video at that hour calling Brexit the dawn of a new era, and supporters will celebrate in Parliament Square in London. Joining us now is Michael Tatham, who is the acting British ambassador to the United States. He's with us from Washington. Ambassador, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's very good to be here.
Well, and do you think that this is a day for celebration?
Yeah, I think our view is that this is neither a day for celebration nor for commiseration. It's a day for looking forward and for approaching the challenges that we'll face as the UK outside the EU in a spirit of confidence, in a spirit of purpose, and in a spirit of calmness. And I think the Prime Minister and the government want to move forward on that basis, trying to bring the country together behind the opportunities that present themselves for the UK in a post-Brexit world.
What are the challenges that you're most concerned about?
It's going to be a big – this is a big deal for the UK. For over four decades, the UK has been part of the EU and integrated into EU frameworks and structures. And so it will be a big deal stepping away from all of that. And I think there will be certainly lots of challenges that come from that. But I wouldn't put the emphasis on the challenges. I would put the emphasis on the opportunities. This is a big change. But it's a change that brings with it opportunities in the political space, opportunities in the trading space, and opportunities for the UK on the international stage as an international actor.
Well, and I imagine that it would be fine to call those opportunities also challenges, especially when it comes to trade. What is the relationship with the European Union going to look like, or what is the dream scenario with Boris Johnson of what the new UK trade relationship with Europe will look like?
Yeah. Bear with me a little bit, and I'll sort of talk through – I'll try not to get too into the weeds of process. But I think one important point to note is that we leave the EU in a few hours' time, but we go into what's called an implementation period. And during that implementation period, we will continue to operate essentially within EU regulatory frameworks. And the purpose here is to give ourselves breathing space, during which we will negotiate with the EU with the aim of reaching an agreement with the European Union on what our future trading arrangements will be. So I think the objective we are working towards is to use the 11 months or so of the implementation period to negotiate purposefully, constructively with the EU to agree those future trading arrangements, which will then kick in at the point that the implementation period ends at the end of this year. That is the objective we have and the scenario that we are working towards. And I think it's a scenario which our partners in the EU broadly share. So I think there's a sense of convergence around trying to achieve that.
Is the ideal situation that your trading relationship with Europe would be almost what it is pre-Brexit?
We'll have to see where those negotiations go. But I think the important point to note is that Prime Minister Johnson and this government have been very clear that the arrangement they envisage is not one of regulatory alignment with just a few exceptions. It's of the UK having control over its own laws and seeking a free trade agreement with the EU. So what I would expect is that there will be some areas of change and some areas of continuity. But I wouldn't want to go much further than that because, you know, obviously we'll see. Have to see how those negotiations unfold.
Well, what do you say to those who have watched this entire process over the last few years and say, well, what is 11 more months going to do to get the differences sorted out between the UK and Europe? Every time we come up to a deadline, it just gets extended.
Well, we're coming up to a deadline in a few hours' time, and it's not going to be extended. The UK is going to leave the European Union. What I would say candidly is, yes, this, of course, it's been a difficult period for the UK, delivering Brexit after the referendum result was a difficult and protracted process. It created a lot of political debate and division within the UK. But again, I approach it through a positive mindset. Mm-hmm. We are here on the eve of leaving the European Union. We are doing that with a withdrawal agreement in place that has been negotiated with the EU that charts a clear way forward, that provides continuity where that's really important. So I'm not saying it's been an easy or smooth process, but what I am saying is that getting to this point, we've managed to reconcile differences with the EU and approach withdrawal from an agreed standpoint with an agreement in place. And I think there's a good prospect as well that we can do that in respect of future trading arrangements over the next 11 months. So as I said at the start, I think the mood in the UK government is one of purposefulness, confidence and optimism that we can make progress on those negotiations over the course of this year.
Well, let's talk about trade with the United States. Do you have confidence that you're going to be able to reach a trade agreement quickly with President Trump, given that even with some of the closest allies of the United States, Canada and Mexico, it took a long time to get a trade deal and there were a lot of tariffs and it wasn't a very pleasant process?
Yeah, I do have confidence, and I am optimistic that we can make good progress in those trade negotiations. But equally, you know, I'm not starry-eyed here, and I'm not naive. We know, we understand that trade negotiations and trying to reach a trade agreement is a complex and challenging undertaking. We absolutely get that. And we also get the fact that there will be some difficult areas under negotiation. My Prime Minister Johnson, has already been clear that there'll be important principles which we'll be looking to uphold and red lines which we will need to defend. So, of course, it's a big challenge, but it is one that that we approach with confidence. And from my perspective, that's for two reasons. Firstly, because there's a high level of political enthusiasm for this project, both in Washington and in the UK. Both the US President and the UK Prime Minister have expressed strong support for this. And I think it helps significantly having that strong political support and goodwill and being able to channel that into the negotiations. The second thing I would say is this. I genuinely believe that the free trade agreement between the US and the UK is one that can be good for both countries. We're not looking for charity or altruism here. We accept that both countries will focus on this through their national interests. But we think that the big picture is one in which enhanced free trading arrangements between the UK and the US is good for both our countries. So when we get into those difficult areas, I hope that on both sides we'll be able to keep an eye on that positive big picture and be guided by the gains and opportunities that we want to realize here.
Do you think that US politics could get in the way, though? We are in an election year. The Iowa caucuses are coming up on Monday. President Trump could not be president a year from now.
Yeah, I mean, there are there are going to be political dimensions and a political context on both sides of the Atlantic, in both the UK and the US. And again, I don't want to be naive. Those will no doubt create dynamics at various points in the negotiations around substance and timeline and so on. But I come back to what I said. You know, our view is that this is something which is good for the UK and for the US, not for any particular government in the UK or administration in the US. This is of wider benefits to both our economies and both our countries. So there will be context, there will be political pressures, but we believe that it'll be possible to sustain the negotiations and to make progress through those.
That is Michael Tatham, who is the acting British ambassador to the United States. Ambassador, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And the French President Emmanuel Macron had some words today about Brexit. In a brief TV address, he said the UK's exit from the EU is an historic warning sign that must be heard by all of Europe. He also said the French people would never forget how much they owe the UK.